Hey there, everyone. This is Jontavian, and welcome to the Brain Lock Show. Now, today in our episode, we're going to be talking about the coronavirus. What to do while you're inside? Let's look into it with our brains and get into it. The coronavirus has cases of 1 billion, you know, millions of positive test results, and half of them being people that died. With that being said, I would like to, you know, actually speak upon this. I am truly sorry for those who have lost loved ones, for lost friends, people they knew. You know, this virus is very, very deadly, and it does hurt people in different ways and different routes. And I am truly sorry to those who've lost loved ones and friends and everything in between. So, you know, grieve with it however you will. And please, please, please don't do anything drastic. You know, they loved you in their life and everything like that. Or, you know, they considered you a very, very close person. They would not want you to suffer the way they suffered throughout the whole time of them having it, or even, you know, them not knowing that they had it and just abruptly having their life taken away. So with that being said, I am truly sorry to those who've lost family members, friends, and everything like that. Now, however, we're going to continue on as you would need to when once you're done grieving and everything like that. With all that is going on, I advise everyone to practice safe, safe 6 feet, staying away and everything like that. Now with that in mind, there are a plethora of things you can do that you can start focusing on while you're inside the house, financially, your mind, and impact your goals for 2020. They always say it gets bad before it gets better. With that being said, let's get into it a little bit more and name the top 11 things you can possibly do while you're staying inside for the coronavirus. Number one thing I suggest we all do is to start cleaning up house, spring cleaning, basically. So if you have to start from one room and work your way to another, however your routine goes for cleaning up the house, go ahead and do it. Personally, I start from, you know, my room and then work my way into the hallway, living room, bathroom, kitchen, and all that in between. And so I kind of just jam out while I do it, you know, listen to some music, or, you know, take little breaks in between, eat a snack or something, or, you know, play a video game or something real quick, take my mind off of things real quick. And so, you know, make sure you balance yourself out with that. Don't just, you know, I mean, it if you want to, sure, but don't just, you know, stick on that task the whole day and then tire yourself out completely. I mean, if you want to, but I suggest not to, just because I know it can be very, very tedious and tiresome for some. The number two thing I suggest people do is to find out their niche, find out their hobbies. You know, now that you're inside and now that you know you can't really explore the vast many of things that, you know, social media has broadcasted, social media has, you know, pushed you to go do, like go to the mall, go out here, go there. We're so much in a fast pace of moving that we don't take the time to actually, you know, sit down, relax, and actually think, you know, hey, what did I like about today? Or what did I, you know, what are the different things that I like that actually are hobbies and stuff like that? For example, like, you know, you could have written something down, like a little short note to yourself for later on. And you was like, yeah, I like that. You know, I like writing and stuff like that. Try to expand upon it. You know, if you find yourself, you know, in the mindset of drawing and stuff like that, you know, make it a niche, you know, make it your business to figure out what you like, I guess you could say. Number three is to make a list of things, places, and goals you'd like to accomplish during 2020 after this is all over, because it will not last. For example, one of mine is to definitely visit Japan, definitely visit Europe and China, just overall. Those are my plans for 2020. I'm saving up for them and everything like that. Another example is I would love to start up a business myself, with different things and stuff like that. For example, with BrainLock, the podcast, I started that up myself. I started that from my home. I just thought of it. It was like, hey, you know, this would be a great idea, a great time to start speaking upon some very important things you should be doing in your life, and then, you know, improving yourself daily, improving yourself every single time you possibly can. Now, the number four thing that I would like to touch upon is that, you know, we should be working on our bodies and our minds. So with that being said, it doesn't necessarily have to be you working out. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, you meditating, but however you go about your day with doing it. So working out the body enhances the body in different ways and different shapes and forms. So, for example, you know, when you actually do push-ups and stuff like that, you're you know, breaking, not breaking down, but like stretching muscles enough to, you know, make them tear, make them get bigger and stronger and more aesthetically pleasing. Stretching makes you more nimble. Meditating makes you more calm and at ease. It relaxes you a little bit more and lets your mind, you know, wander a little bit and let go of a few things that, you know, you might have cluttered up in your mind. So with that being said, that's my number four. My number five is obviously, yes, actually work out. So I'm an advocate for working out. Push-ups, sit-ups, crunches, lunges, the works, bear crawls. I do it all, honestly. So I do a bunch of things like that. Let's go on to number six, because I already touched on number five. Number five with number four. Number six is to make a routine for yourself, like daily habits and stuff like that. So each time you accomplish something, like you write down the habits that you need to do or the things you need to do during the day, each time you accomplish something, you cross it out. Not only does that, you know, make you feel very great, because not only did you set that as a goal, but you also accomplished and finished that goal, it kind of excites you a little bit in different ways for different people and in different circumstances, stuff like that. So my daily routine is to wake up in the morning and drink a cup of water, you know, shower. And then after I get out the shower, then I sit down, relax a little bit, and then go into my podcast and see what's all going on, going into my social medias and stuff like that, see what's all going on, and then so on and so forth. But not to immediately jump up and check your phone, not to immediately, you know, do anything like that, unless you necessarily have to for your routine and everything like that. I would suggest not to immediately jump up and get on your phone and stuff like that. And not only is it, you know, healthier for you to, you know, go about your daily day as if, you know, we didn't have technology, but to also, you know, get a little bit more into yourself instead of into the social media, into, you know, what's popular and what's not. My number seven thing is to work on your current skills that you possess. So I touched on this already on number three, but you know, you might possess some skills like writing or drawing and, you know, doing it indoors and such. You may possess skills reading, or even you know, actually public speaking and stuff like that. So let's expand upon it, let's share it, you know, throughout the social medias and stuff like that. And that's not to say, you know, you need to do it immediately or anything like that, but, you know, try to figure out, try to own your skills and stuff like that, try to, you know, grind it out and everything like that. My number eight would be manage your bills and figure out the best way to manage them. So right now would be the best time to financially figure out, you know, where you stand and everything like that. I know people have been getting laid off. I know people have been, you know, quitting their jobs and stuff like that, or, you know, even gaining more jobs because of the situation and more responsibility. So with that being said, figure out your bills, figure out, you know, what's the best way to do it. Get on the phone, call them. I know it's a very, very, very stressful time right now to get on the phone, call somebody and say, hey, you know, I'm going to be late on this bill. Can I pay it this time? And I'll give you like a little bit right now and then a little bit later. I know that's a tough, tough, tough conversation to have with any, you know, renter, buyer, owner of anything. And then, you know, also with any bills like, you know, internet, electric, gas, whatever. They have places out here that can help. They have websites that'll help. You just got to reach out and actually try. So my best suggestion would to at least try, but to figure out, you know, where your financial savings and everything like that financially are, where you financially are right now. So figure that out, figure out what the best way to crush these bills out while this is all going on, because it won't last. And then, you know, actually figure out what is the best suitable way for you to pay out these bills. My personal opinion and my personal way of doing bills is I like to hit everything at the beginning of the month. So, you know, rent is due at the beginning of the month, internet bills due at the beginning of the month, electric, gas, whatever it may be. That's just what I do. Now, that's not to say that that's the best, but however you want to go about it. My number nine is to get your credit boosted in order to, you know, gain more access to different things. So if you have some debt, you know, you ain't paid off or anything like that, because each of us, you know, we all have our different circumstances. If you have some debt, you know, you can pay off and stuff like that, try to go about it whichever way you can. This would be the perfect time to get your credit up, because there's nothing else that you can possibly do to bring it down right now, at least as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, just try to get it boosted. I specifically go through Experian. That is my go-to and everything like that. And that's just the best way I've been doing it, from disputes to, you know, calling creditors to, you know, paying off debt, honestly. So my number 10 suggestion to do is to try not to think about this as a forever thing. I probably said it a billion times, but I'm going to say it a billion times more. This is not going to be forever, guys. It really isn't. And what I'm going to also add and include is that, you know, make the best of it right now, because it could be worse. You know what I'm saying? It could be complete, utter shutdown and there's no groceries. There's no nothing right now. But as of right now, since today is the 16th of April, you know, there hasn't been a complete utter shutdown as far as I'm concerned in this state, but to each their own. And I hope and pray for the best for everyone out there with this whole situation going on, but it's not going to be forever. And trying to think about it forever, don't let it stress you out completely to the point where you're doing something negative to yourself or negative to others. Try to keep a, you know, positive and stable mindset about these things. If you got to talk to somebody about it, heck, you can talk to me. I got my phone number on different social medias. You can vent to me and everything like that. And then my last thing, not to say it's the least important, but my last thing to do for staying inside while the COVID is going on, while coronavirus is out, is to please contact as many family members, as many friends, as many acquaintances you didn't run across, and check on them to see if they're okay. If they're not, you know, you might be the person that actually saved them from their bad situation, or saved them from, you know, going completely and utterly insane while they're in the house and everything like that. So with that being said, keep in touch, stay safe, and, you know, do social distancing, stay 6 feet apart and everything like that. You can still talk to people from 6 feet apart. I know it's a hassle, but however, it's still doable. So thank you for listening to my podcast today, guys. I have Instagram, Twitter, Spotify. It's on Spotify as well. I will be doing a YouTube video soon enough. You just got to give me a minute to conjure up the different things I'm going to be saying on it. And I thank you for listening to my podcast today, guys. It really does help me out. Share it wherever you may. Share everywhere you will. I used Anchor for all my streaming purposes and all this whole podcast in general. So thank you again, guys. And thank you for locking in your brain for the Brain Lock Show. Have a great day. Be blessed. Stay safe.